Nuclear energy is energy in the nucleus of an atom. Atoms are tiny particles that make up every object in the universe. There is immense energy in the bonds that hold atoms together. Nuclear energy can be used to make electricity. But first, the energy must be released. It can be released from atoms in two ways. It could be by nuclear fusion or nuclear fission. In nuclear fission, atoms are split apart to form smaller atoms. This releases large amount of energy. Nuclear power plants use this energy to produce electricity. In nuclear fusion, energy is released when atoms are combined to form a larger atom. This is how the sun produces energy. Fusion is the subject of ongoing research. It is not yet clear whether this will be a commercially viable technology for electricity generation. The fuel most widely used by nuclear plants for nuclear fission is uranium. Uranium is non-renewable, though it is a common metal found in rocks all over the world. Nuclear plants use a certain kind of uranium referred to as U-235. This kind of uranium is used as fuel because its atoms are easily split apart. Though uranium is quite common, about 100 times more common than silver, U-235 is relatively rare. Nuclear reactors look like large concrete domes from the outside. Most power plants, including nuclear plants, use heat to produce electricity. They rely on steam from heated water to spin large turbines, which generate electricity. Instead of burning fossil fuels to produce the steam, nuclear plants use heat given off during fission. In nuclear fission, atoms are split apart to form smaller atoms, releasing energy. Fission takes place inside the reactor of a nuclear power plant. At the center of the reactor is the core, which contains the uranium fuel. The uranium fuel is formed into ceramic pellets. The pellets are about the size of your fingertip, but each one produces roughly the same amount of energy as 150 gallons of oil. These pellets are stacked together to make fuel bundles. The heat given off during fission in the reactor core is used to boil water into steam, which turns the turbine blades. As they turn, they drive generators that make electricity. Afterward, the steam is cooled back into water in a separate structure at the power plant called a cooling tower. The tower can be used again and again. Nuclear reactors are large machines that contain and control nuclear chain reactions while releasing heat at a controlled rate. A nuclear power plant uses the heat supplied by the nuclear reactor to turn water into steam, which drives turbine generators that generate electricity. There are different types of reactors. In a boiling water reactor, the water heated by the reactor core turns directly into steam in the reactor vessel and is then used to power the turbine generator. In a pressurized water reactor, the water heated by the reactor core is kept under pressure so that it does not turn to steam at all. It remains liquid. This hot radioactive water flows through a piece of equipment called a steam generator. A steam generator is a giant cylinder with thousands of tubes in it that the hot radioactive water can flow through and heat up. Outside these hot tubes in the steam generator is clean water, which eventually boils and turns to steam. The radioactive water flows back to the reactor core where it is reheated and then sent back to the steam generator. The clean water may come from one of several sources, including oceans, lakes, or rivers.